Over the past 18 months, we've learned words like shims and tendons. Those terms, along with concrete cracks, are central to problems with rail construction that have called into question the overall quality of the project. And with reports that the failing items were put into place because they were initially cheaper, costs will likely continue to escalate as they are replaced. So where does the responsibility lie? Amarjit Singh is professor of construction engineering management, and he says that's a big issue. Dr. Singh, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
As we out here watch what's been happening with the build of this project and then see reports and hear much more of what's been happening on the inside and decisions that were made, how do you begin to assess some of the things that, you know, we now see in the external world that were once upon a time on paper? Who should we be looking to for some of these decisions in what we're now seeing?
Well, Beth, it really does require an investigation. And without actually conducting a management or performance audit, it's difficult to say what went wrong, where it went wrong, who did it, and what have you. But basically, when you boil all the issues down, it really comes down to effective procurement management, effective cost engineering, cost control, and value engineering, all of which probably are not being applied as much as they should in the construction projects of the nation and world, actually.
I hear you saying that we didn't know enough to be able maybe to ask those questions, or the people who were initially creating this project perhaps didn't ask those questions?
Well, it's a very complex issue, you know. I bet there are so many parties involved. There are dozens of consultants. There are dozens of trades. There are dozens of contractors, dozens of parties involved. Trying to get this huge mass of people into concert is never a straightforward task. It's really very challenging, and one has to do it in a cool-headed manner. But, of course, what you really need is people with a vision and a mission. Well, mission comes first, and mission are both together, who can really look through all the complexities and focus in on what the end result should be. And it seems that there has always been some issue about the vision that we have.
In what way do you see that?
Well, in the sense that you need visionaries. You need, if you go back to the psychological tests, people with visionaries are more intuitive thinkers. And do we have enough of those? Some studies done for a state government agency many years ago reveal that really we don't have enough intuitive thinkers at all.
What would an intuitive thinker have seen perhaps in this project that might have saved us a lot of the grief we're now experiencing?
Well, I don't know who's experiencing the grief and how much, because I haven't been there. I haven't gone.
But I mean, we are in our pocketbook. We're being asked to pay for something that we relied on a lot of other people to be able to tell us what happened in a certain way. And people are looking for somebody, I don't want to say, you know, to blame, but they're upset, they're concerned. And then we keep hearing reports about what's wrong with the project. And if, you know, this, if you say we didn't look, you know, didn't have the people who could look deeply enough into it with the kind of vision that you're talking about, I'm just curious what that might have stemmed at an earlier point if you're talking about how all of this was developed from a construction management perspective.
Well, leadership is the first thing, and trying to undertake a fair cost estimate in the beginning is one of the first tasks. You go into the project with your eyes open. You've got to have analyzed all the alternatives. You've got to be flexible in selecting various materials. You've got to identify the specifications well in advance. It's a huge task, and it requires a large group of engineers to really handle it.
For people listening to that who think, well, but didn't that happen? You know, weren't we doing that? Wasn't Hart responsible for doing that?
Well, actually, I don't know that much about what's really been going on. You can say in general, I can just talk in general. I haven't investigated the rail per se or the contractors or HART. But in general, if you want to ask, yes, should the surgeons know how the operation has to be done? Yeah. Should the engineers on top know how the operation has to be executed? Yeah, yes, of course. They should have taken time to plan it all.
When it comes to some of the things that we're seeing now, like the, you know, the plastic shims, and we're told that, you know, those were put into place because they were cheaper. And for a lot of people say, but, you know, plastic, there are different types of plastic, sure, yeah, and different strengths, tensile strength, all of that. But for those who are, you know, continuing to wag their fingers at the project and saying, see, this is just proof that this wasn't executed properly, does that have any credence?
You'll see, wagging a finger is very easy to do, but very difficult to nail down and prove. One's got to sit back or set oneself back and look at the bigger picture of what really is going on. And do we substitute alternate materials on the construction site all the time? Yes, sure we do. Do we try to reduce costs? Yes, it's one of the major tasks of construction managers to reduce costs. Do we try to reduce quality? We don't really want to. We try to do the best for the least. That's a basic paradigm everywhere. And so if engineers have been trying to hunt for alternate materials to do the job better, quicker, more efficiently, that's quite fair play.
At this point, what would you like to see happen?
Where?
Pardon me?
Happen where?
In terms of the project itself. I mean, knowing what you see happen in the news and the things that we continue to see coming at us about the project, what do you think would be, from your perspective in construction management, what has to be the next step?
Well, basically, you know, a re-emphasis on going back to cost engineering and value engineering is something that might benefit the project. After all, we know that the state doesn't even recognize cost engineering as a regular discipline, even though there's a National Association of Cost Engineers. And we do have lots of value engineers in the country, but I don't believe HART has used value engineers on this project when they could have really benefited from their expertise to a great extent.
Dr. Singh, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Amarjit Singh is Professor of Construction Engineering Management at UH Manoa. He's also a licensed professional engineer.